It's time for Friday Five, and today I'm sharing five ways for you to serve your email list. So maybe you started an email list or you're thinking about it, but you're wondering, what in the heck am I going to send out to people and how can I handle the extra work? Or maybe you figured out a non-spammy way to ask people to join your email list and you're watching them subscribe and it excites you, but you're also a little scared that you're now committed to actually sending them emails and you're not sure where to start or how to send out something meaningful. Now, I feel like I already know a few things about you. You probably understand why list building is important, especially after our last two episodes, and how it can grow your business, but you have to figure out how you can show up in inboxes and make an impact. So today I'm going to walk you through five ways you can serve your email list, and I also want to invite you into our free training, How to Grow Your Email List, and it is all about what to say, when to say it, the how-to guide to creating an email list. So head to growanemaillist.com, save your seat. I am so excited about this training. Thousands of you are going to be in, and I cannot wait to lead you through this in the new year. Again, head to growanemaillist.com, save your seat. And now let's dive on into five ways that you can serve your email list.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Number one, share your tips and tricks. Sharing your trade secrets can be an awesome way to serve your audience. And chances are, wherever you're at in your journey, you might be one step ahead of those who follow you. And while it might not feel like it, you, my friend, you have insight, you have knowledge and know-how that can help other people. Those things that come easy for you, that are common sense for you, they might be total game changers for those subscribers of yours. So sharing tips and tricks can be a super quick and easy way to serve and show up for your audience. You don't gotta get complicated. So I want for you to think about, what are some life or business hacks that you've recently learned or had to search for or teach yourself that your audience, they might love too. Now, I think one of the biggest things that holds us back from really serving the world is believing the lie that we don't know anything special. And so you have to let go of that limiting mindset and really trust that you have skills and talents that you can share with other people. And what better way to do that than to hit send and reach your subscribers with an email that shares your best tips and tricks. Number two, create an email series that serves. Now, there is something super special about doing a little email series that allows you to dive deep on a specific topic over a series of emails. Now, sometimes content like this, it takes a little bit more time to digest, and an email series can address big topics slowly and over time. Now, we love to do weekly emails on a certain topic that lasts about a month because it gives our audience time to actually read, learn, and then the biggest part is implement. So this allows you to check a few newsletters off of your list while diving deeper into a topic that you love talking about. And it helps your subscribers get used to opening your emails. So we love to take about 1 month and just spend it on a certain topic. It also really helps when you're working because you can stay in that one headspace and create a series that really shows up for your audience once a week, so it's not a ton of extra content, and serves them so that they actually can have time to implement the things that you are sharing with them. Now, number three is a free challenge. Everyone loves a good challenge. One of the biggest times of growth in my email list was when I did a 7-day challenge, leading people through ideas, teachings, and assignments each day while supporting each other in the process. There is something super exciting about joining a challenge, and a definite energy comes from hosting a challenge that lands in the inboxes every day for a period of time. Now, this can be delivered via your email, and it would be a really great way for you to provide value to your subscribers. I'd also recommend facilitating some sort of community so that challenges can work together towards the bigger goal. Now, a challenge can work for anyone. You don't have to be an educator. For example, Drew, my husband, he's a health coach, so he's doing a 7-day workout challenge. Maybe you sell a product and you could help lead people through preparing their homes or their lives for space for your product, or something that goes in conjunction to enjoying the product that you have to sell. There are so many different ways that you can host challenges, but guess what? People love them because it's something about the energy and the commitment and knowing that you are going to stick to something for a certain amount of days. Now, another way you can serve your email list is through a welcome series. Now, this is a must-do for anyone that has an email list. Statistics show that the first email you ever send someone on your email list is the most read and most open one that you will ever send. So think about it. I mean, it comes at a time right after they have raised their hand to hear more from you. So what if you extended this welcome email into a little sequence or series telling them more about you, your business, your mission, how you show up in the world over a series of a week or two, or maybe three. So I want for you to get all of your email content ready. And I think that what's so exciting is when you can just sit down and say, what do I really want people to hear from me when they first sign up for my list? Now, I recommend doing maybe a 3-to-5-part series of emails that walk people through you, what you're offering, your story, and then what they can expect as subscribers on your email list. And guess what? A lot of times you can automate this whole process. So if you sit down and really spend some intentional time crafting some really awesome emails, you can just automate it, set it, and forget it. Now, lastly, another great way that you can serve your email list is through hosting a giveaway. Not only does this help you serve your email list, but it also helps grow it. Now, giveaways can be an awesome way to let people in on your list and kind of share a little bit more about you. You might not think that because you're like, well, I'm just giving something away. But the messaging that you partner with your giveaway, it can make all the difference in the world. So you want to treat your email subscribers like VIPs and release information and opportunities to them first. Any giveaway you might be hosting online, do it via a newsletter. We've seen all of those loop giveaways on Instagram, and while I think it's great to grow that platform, it would be even smarter for you to get those people off of Instagram and onto an email list. And it's tempting to use giveaways for your social audiences, but guess what, guys? You don't own those followers. And so when you can direct them to a place where you claim control and you're in charge of how and when you are reaching out to them, that is key. Giveaways can also give you a chance to partner with other brands and businesses while growing and serving your lists in tandem. Now, here's a final thought. I want for you to think about consistency. So when it comes to an email list, you don't have to reach out to them every day, but setting some parameters, whether that's once a week or twice a month or even just once a month, it can truly help you to show up in a new way. Gone are the days where we could rely strictly on Instagram and Facebook to fuel our businesses with only 6% of our followers even seeing the stuff that we're posting. We have to start taking ownership and building our businesses on a foundation that we own. And so I'm so excited to share these 5 ways that you can serve your email list in the new year to get your juices flowing. So again, it's 1, tips and tricks. 2, have an email series that serves up content weekly so that your audience has time to implement. 3, host a free challenge. 4, set up a welcome series. And 5, host a giveaway. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and don't forget about our free training. training all about email lists. Head to growanemaillist.com, save your seat, sign on up. This training is going to walk you through the how-to of email lists, what to say, when to say it, and I'm going to dispel three big lies that you are busy believing about email lists that are holding you back from up-leveling your business this year. Again, head to growanemaillist.com, and I will be seeing you in the live training.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher. If you love today's show and you want to be an awesome human, leave us a review on iTunes or screenshot you tuning in and post it for a chance to be featured on our next episode. That's the easiest way to pass along some warm fuzzies to the team that makes this show happen each week. Until next time, keep on digging those goals and redefining success.